sometimes you have to take a little bit less so the other guy gets a little bit less, but we're able to keep them together. Sam Bennett was the only Florida Panther player who was at Aaron Ekblad's cup party last year in Windsor, Ontario. Those two are tight. And, you know, if it means a little bit less to keep Aaron Ekblad, maybe that's what happens, but we'll have to wait and see.
Our guest from earlier, George Richards. Bulldog, have you ever been to a Stanley Cup party?
No. Big no. No, I have not.
Ever been close to going
Stanley
to
Cup
one?
Party? No.
My sister was at one.
Yeah. Wow. That's a big dub. Do you remember whose party it was?
Jay Wells.
Okay.
What team is that? Is it the 94 Rangers?
I think that could be right. Yeah. He definitely spent some time with the Rangers in that era, so I think that might be it.
I'm only pretty sure of any of this.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. I'll check with my sister. I think yes. 94. He was here, and maybe that was how she knew him or something.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I went to the Rangers from the Sabres. Well, no. I mean, what do you know? This happened in the past, too.
Right. Right. Guy left and then won a cup.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah, good. Happy to help.
Jay McKee in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, no. Never been invited to a Stanley Cup party. I've been in, at the Hockey Hall of Fame, eliminate that. The Cup came to the radio station when I was working nights at BEN on the Cup run in 99. It was there. And that's the closest I've ever been to the Cup.
Okay.
It was like in the lobby of the radio station. And I wouldn't go really that near it. I felt like,
did that guy Phil Pritchard? Did he bring us the bring the cup over to us ever when we were closer?
I don't know. He was definitely involved in this thing I'm referring to from '99. I can't remember if we've ever had the pleasure of it being close by while we were working. I can't recall. I don't think so.
I mentioned Jay, by the way. He was on the Penguins. They did not win that year, but just. Was thinking out loud, I guess, of players who went from the Sabres. There are a lot of them to a championship. And very, very famous examples in recent years, of course. The Panthers, 19 different goal scorers so far in the playoffs. Looking at their roster when talking to our guest, wow, just kept going. The list of guys, Kulikov has goals. Right. Rodriguez has a goal. 19 different players so far. I think maybe it's only 23 that have seen a game, and that includes Bobrovsky. So 19, not sure what the record is. I looked up a few Sabres examples. 1999, it was 15 different goal scorers that year, including Rob Ray.
All right, yes.
It is one
against the Leafs in the conference finals.
Famous goal against the Leafs. Yep. The 75 Sabres had only 13 different players score. I wonder how many games that was, too. Like, they might have had a couple of shorter.
Yeah, it was only two rounds to get to the final. They beat Chicago and Montreal.
Okay, so not as many games.
So not as many games. No.
Maybe Chicago was a sweep too. I don't know.
I think that rings a bell.
06 Sabres for the semis, 16 different goal scorers. 07 Sabres to the semis, 13. This year, Florida is at 19 so far. There you go.
I wonder if there has ever been a team that has had everyone who has dressed for playoff games who scored.
Every skater,
yeah, not excluding the two goalies that would have been active for each game.
Is Rob's goal? You're not prepared for this question. I'm not. I don't come with an answer yet.
I can see the play. I'm ready at a moment's notice to talk about this goal in depth.
Is Rob's goal the most unlikely, however you want to define that? This case, maybe it's both the kind of goal it was and the player who scored it. The most unlikely Sabres playoff goal?
It should definitely rate in the conversation. Off the top of my head, I'm not prepared to tell you of another one that was maybe less likely. But considering how much he played, the role he played, and the goal and its importance, I mean, it didn't win the series, but it was the winner in that game, as it turned out.
As it turned out.
But it was midway through the second period or something that he scored it. I think he made it, whatever. He gave them a 3-goal lead or something, and they won. Whatever it was.
Yes.
So, I mean, through the legs, you know, backhanded midair. It's a ridiculous goal for a skill player to score. So Rob scores it. He's playing, you know, he ends up being a scratch as they get toward the finals, or into the finals.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty unlikely guy to score a goal of that caliber, importance, and caliber style of goal it was.
It's a random tip. Like, it's just sort of a crazy deflection. Unlikely in those ways.
But not like a puck that hit him from the point. I mean, it was a pass to the slot that he just reached out with his stick and like backhands it through his legs back, you know.
That's right. So it wasn't off his butt.
It's not like it bounced in like the goal that went in off Bouchard the other night. Own goal, if you will. There was intention there. It's kind of incredible that he pulled it off.
That's right.
He might have been thinking, as that pass is coming, what are you doing sending a shin-high pass at me? I'm Rob Ray.
Or he's thinking, I got this.
But I got it. It turned out all right. It turned out.
Different ways to define unlikely. Like, Derek Plant, in overtime against Ottawa, the Sabres' only Game 7 win. Maybe that makes it unlikely. They won a seventh game. No, I mean, like, a shot from the blue line without Rob there for one to deflect it through his legs. Like, just a shot from the blue line that gets that goes all the way through. Tug knot. That was shocking.
Pretty unlikely, yes, to have someone score from out there. Even way back then, it was, you know, that did not happen at all.
It's been a long time since I've thought about that goal. Why are we shooting from there? Is 1997 still like long ago enough where I might as well? Is he going off?
You know, I will say this. I saw that highlight recently. Maybe we just passed the anniversary of it a month ago or something. I don't remember. A little
probably
longer ago than that. But I know I saw it recently, and I thought the first thing I thought when I saw the replay was he's further in than I thought, than I remember him being.
Okay.
Like he's closer to the top of the circle than I remember him being, is what I will say. He's not at the top of the circle, but he's neither like Yzerman against the Blues. Like, that's, what is that, early 90s, mid 90s? I don't know. There's a famous Yzerman slap shot from the blue line that you see for years. You would see it on playoff hockey intros from behind. I think it's John Casey, the St. Louis goalie. And it goes like bar down, but it's from like right inside, like it's a step inside the blue line. And you kind of can't believe it went in. Plant is 10 feet closer to the net than that.
Okay,
I think if you find the highlight, I think he's not quite just inside the blue line.
Yzerman,
he might start winding up, but by the time he shoots it, he's closer to the top of the circles than I remember.
Okay,
I think that's
give,
how I
give Alexander Ovechkin 100 pucks from that spot, or put it on the left if you'd rather. Whatever, just like that far out, wherever you want to put him. How many times does he score? Two?
Yeah, not a lot. No, I mean, Tugnet missed it. You got to miss it. Like, he got his – he had it. I mean, he missed it. It went through. So, yeah, you're going to hit the goalie most of the time from there.
Maybe just part of the – genius of it was like, he'll never think I'm going to shoot him.
Right.
He's not ready for this.
Right. Pucks to the net.
I mean, it's all just so quick. Yeah. It's also fast.
Yeah.
Yzerman is that a seventh game? Might be a seventh game.
I think it is. It's overtime seventh game, I think.
Double overtime. I'm looking at it now in 96. Oh, yeah. He's just barely. He's winding up. He's on the blue line.
Right.
And that's Gretzky flubs it in the neutral zone, and Yzerman takes it and just never gives it up.
Wow.
I hated the Red Wings.
Yeah.
Did you hate the Red Wings? Come on. Oh. It's the Leafs in me, maybe.
I don't know. No, I don't think so. I loved Yzerman, eventually Shanahan. I think I liked that team a lot. I think I liked them a lot. I held like Montreal against Patrick Waugh, so I never liked Colorado. So I was on Detroit when that was hot. I was on Detroit then.
Okay. The Lemieux years.
You're
Claude
right.
Lemieux.
Right.
I hated everybody.
Crazy brawls and all the stuff.
I did not have a side in those series. I did not get into it. Because I just didn't like either one.
Right.
Colorado, Detroit, Dallas. I never rooted for anybody. I think I probably wanted Dallas to win the year the Sabres went to the finals in the semis, I mean. Because I felt like maybe they would be easier than, was it the Avs? They beat the Avs to go to the finals in 99?
I do not remember the other side of the bracket.
That's a little bit familiar to me, is like feeling like Dallas was the better matchup.
It would make sense if Colorado was there, because they were excellent at that time, too. I mean, they win it just they won it in 96, and they won it a few years later with Ray Bourque, I think, like
2001.
Yeah, 01. Yeah.
Against Jersey, which got Pittsburgh in the Eastern Final after Pittsburgh won here. And the deal was how the Sabres went 4-0 against Jersey that season, but
right.
Did not get the chance. All right, that's enough about that. That's enough about all of it. We'll take a break and come back with more to say. How about that? How about that plan? Brian Koziol will join us at 6 today to talk about the weekend outside of Toronto on the PGA Tour, and then this week, the U.S. Open outside of Pittsburgh. I'm guessing at least somebody listening was there yesterday, and maybe is also, or someone else, going to the Open at Oakmont this week. Let us know if that's you. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. This is WGR.